Well, good morning. It is July 24th, 2022. Happy Lord's Day, and welcome to our daily Bible reading today. Today we're going to be picking up in Judges chapter 7, Acts chapter 11, Jeremiah chapter 20, and Mark chapter 6. Let's get in the Word today. Judges chapter 7 on this fine Lord's Day. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well at Heron, so that the hosts of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with ye are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now, therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from the Mount Gilead. And there returned unto the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. And so he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth up the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. And likewise everyone that boweth down unto his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. And so the people took victuals in their hands, and their trumpets, and he set all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. And if thou fear to go down, go thou with Purah, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thine hand be strengthened to go down unto the host. And then went he down to Purah, his servants, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the east side like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand of the sea like the multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dream a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came unto a tent and smote it, and it fell and overturned it that the tent lay along. And the fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so. And when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped, and returned unto the host of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into the hand of the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into the three companies, and he put a company, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look unto me, and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. And when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle of the watch, and they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their hands and the trumpets in their right hand to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in the place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpet, and the Lord set every man's sword against the fellow, even throughout all the host. And then the host fled to Beth Shittah and Zeramath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Taboth. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and of Asher, and out of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters into Beth-Barah and Jordan. And then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and took the waters unto Beth-Barah and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock, and Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. That was Judges chapter 7. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11 today. Acts chapter 11. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest in to the man uncircumcised, and did eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even unto me. And upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered, and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. And I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean at any time hath entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up into heaven once again. And behold, immediately there were three men already come to the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. And moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send to Joppa, and call for Simeon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell these words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And I began to speak, and the Holy Ghost fell on me, as on at the beginning. And then I remembered, the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? And then they heard these things, and they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now they which were scattered abroad unto the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled to Phoenicia, Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. And then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them, that purpose of heart, that they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. And then departed Barnabas to Tarsus, for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him up into Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year that they had assembled together with the church, and taught much people. And disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. And these days came the prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. And then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders at the hands of Barnabas and Saul. That was Acts chapter 11. Move on over to Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah chapter 20. Pages are sticking together. There we go. Jeremiah chapter 20 today. Now Pashur the son of Immer, the priest, who was also governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah the prophet prophesied these things. And then Pashur smote Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks, and were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. It came to pass on the morrow that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. And then said Jeremiah unto him, The Lord hath not called thy name Pashur, but Magmor Misabib. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword in their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. Then I will give all of Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive unto Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the strength of this city, and all the labors thereof, and all the precious things thereof, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah will I give into the hand of their enemies, which shall spoil them, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And thou, Pashur, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into the captivity, and thou shalt come to Babylon, and there shalt thou die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends, to whom thou hast prophesied lies. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived, and thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. And then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it all. All my families, all my familiars watch for my halting, saying, Peradventure he will be enticed, and he shall prevail against him, and he shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one, and therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, and they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But O Lord of hosts, that treatest the righteous and seest the reins of the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I opened my cause. Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day wherewith I was born, and let not the day wherein my mother bare me be the blessed. Cursed be the man who brought tidings to my father, saying, A man child is born unto thee, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which the Lord overthrew and repented not. And let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noontime, because he slew me not from the womb. Or that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb to be always great with me. Then wherefore came I forth of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame. That was Jeremiah chapter 20. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 for our final reading today. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Jose and Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said unto him, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks, and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save only a staff, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into a house, there abide ye till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Surely I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that it is Elijah, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, It is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, or he had married her. For John had sent unto Herod, saying, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. And therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he had heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on the birthday made a supper to the Lord's high captains and chief estates of Galilee, and when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod, and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to thee. And he sware unto her, Whatsoever shalt thou ask of me, I will give it unto half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king, and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry, and yet for the oath's sake, and for the sake which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when the disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in the tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all these things, both of what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto him, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into the desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew, and many ran afoot thither out of all the cities, and outwent them, and came together unto them. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as a sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them that to eat, and say unto them, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give it to them to eat? And he saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all of them sit down by companies in the green grass. And they sat down in the ranks, hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up into heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to the disciples and set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into the mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking on the sea, and would have passed by them. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they were all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wonder. And they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into the cities, in the villages, or in the country, they laid their sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch him, that they might touch, if it were, but the border of his garment. And many as were touched by him were made whole. Amen. That was our reading today for the Lord's Day, July 24th, 2022. I hope to see you this morning. I know it's hot. Come to church. Don't stay home. Come to church. All right? Just come to church. All right? We need to hear the word. We need to hear the word preached to us. Come to Sunday school. It's one of those things. I know it's Satan always does his best. He's the prince of the power of the air. And oftentimes I think he does that this time of year to get people distracted from what's really important. And so encourage others to come to church today. Be in church today. Worship the Lord together with singing and with the preaching of the word and with the reading of the word. And just maybe even invite somebody to church today. It's a hot day. And I know, but today is the day of salvation, and we're just trusting the Lord for it. But that said, if you haven't left a comment, please do that. Leave a reaction to this video. I'm going to make sure to get the names out for everybody that's coming tomorrow, actually, because I've been going crazy this week with sports camp. But that said, I appreciate you all joining me each and every day, and we're going to continue pressing on with the word. So I'll see you, hopefully, Lord willing, in a little bit. But let's pray. Father, thank you for this Lord's Day that you've given to us. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just nourish us, Lord, with this word that we've read today, and, Lord, what we're going to hear later. Lord, I pray, God, that you would use the preached word, bring many people out to church today to hear your gospel. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just throw us, Lord, today through this day. And may we honor you, Lord, I ask. And so I just pray that starting with myself. But, Lord, again, thank you so much for all that you've done, all that you're going to do, and just pray for your blessing upon all that transpires. In Jesus' name, amen. See you all in a little bit. Bye now.